and this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Hard to believe county fair season here, and we're just a couple of weeks away from the 2025 Mercer County Fair. We're speaking with Board President Rita Williams. So I guess we were talking a little bit before we started recording. Just, it's hard to believe that Fair Week is almost here again in 2025. So just kind of the feeling for you as you get ready to start another week of the Mercer County Fair coming up.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be forever before fair rolls around, but here we are, and we're in our 2 week before fair panic, and so, but we do that every year, and you know what? We get it pulled together and always have a great fair.
Well, I remember speaking with you last year during Fair Week. I kind of asked you what the preparation process was like for the fair each year, and you said, you know, it's really a year-round planning process where it's really right after, you know, for example, the 2024 fair ends, you start, you know, putting plans together for the 2025 fair. So can you just kind of speak a little bit about what that process has looked from Fair Week 2024 to now getting set for Fair Week 2025?
Yes, it is a year-round commitment, and we do have monthly board meetings, and at every board meeting after the fair, we're discussing the next year's upcoming fair. Whether it's events that we want to have that maybe we have not had before, or continuation of some of the lifelong events that people always look forward to. And of course, we always are talking about how we can maintain the fair and improve the grounds itself, because we really consider the fairgrounds as a community area. And we know that the community comes out and they use it, and we welcome them to come out.
Well, I know too, speaking about the fairgrounds, like you were over the past couple of years, you've had the new building open, and I think each year, you know, it just feels like the group does such a good job of making the fairgrounds, you know, look really nice, especially during the fair week with all the traffic you get, you know, on the grass and everything. So just, you know, that process too of trying to upkeep the fairgrounds, like you said, a year-round process, but each year it seems like that's pretty important for the group too.
Yes, first of all, I can't stress enough what a wonderful fair board we've got. The commitment that each and every one of our directors and officers put into the fairgrounds, both their time, their money, the equipment, and again, it's a dedication, and it's a love affair. It's something that maybe isn't for everybody, because you definitely have to have a love of the fair to do what we do, and we're really proud of that. And then the second thing is we're able to do everything that we do because of the sponsorship that we have. We have a wonderful sponsorship. When you come to the ground, make sure that you take a look. We've got some of the big banners hanging, and that lists all the sponsors that again, help contribute to the fair, and it's with that money that we use our improvements. It doesn't go into our general fund to pay power bills and that. We always make sure that we're continually working on the fairgrounds, and yes, we've done a lot. We've, in two different phases, we put in new concrete walkways. We have asphalt in front of the grandstand, which makes it so much more accessible to everybody. And then we've upgraded the restrooms. We put in our new building. And this year, our major project is we took down the old, we call it the crow's nest, but it's the announcer's booth in the infield. We took that down, and we're putting up a brand new announcer's booth. And then, of course, last year, we put in a new sound system, which greatly improved the fairgrounds. And we also put in a new lighting system. And with the lighting system and the new building, again, we want to give thanks. We had a couple major donors that stepped up and allowed us to be able to do those things.
Well, one thing I know that people are always excited about is the grandstand entertainment, you know, night in and night out at the fair during fair week. And the schedule a little bit different this week, it looks like, but really familiar events that people have come to know and expect and love at the Mercer County Fair. So can you just kind of give us a brief rundown, I guess, of the grandstand schedule? Because it looks like I said, things that people have come to know and love at the Mercer County Fair.
Yes, we always start the fair off on a Tuesday, and of course that's with the Queen's Contest and Lidith Whitehall and her team that take care of the Queen pageant. They're doing a wonderful job this year. There's 51 contestants between the Little Miss, Junior Miss, and then our Miss Mercer County Queen. That'll be Tuesday night. And two big changes we're making this year. This year, our flat track motorcycle races are going to be on Wednesday night, and our Night of Destruction, which is our trailer races, bus races, demo derby on that night. That's going to be on Thursday night. And just a quick reason why we did that is it takes so much preparation for that motorcycle race and get the track in good shape. They've been working on the track. And when we have to cross that track, that just, you know, it's really hard then to get it in shape for the following night and for the safety of the drivers, because they can get up to 100 miles an hour on the straightaway on that half-mile track. So if you have never been out and seen that, it's really exciting. It's noisy, but it's exciting. Last year we had a couple riders that ride the circuit, and they're here for our summer season, two from Australia. So we have both national riders come in, and then we have what they call the amateur classes on that night. And then Thursday night, we're back to our Night of Destruction. And everybody knows you need to get there early to get a seat for that, get our parking places. And again, we will have our golf carts transporting people to the grandstand too. So I think that is a big advantage to some of the people that can't park real close. Then on Friday, we have our truck and tractor pull. And this year, we'll have a few different classes. So this year, it's going to be put on by the Back Road Pullers. And then Saturday night, of course, we have our regular demo derby.
So speaking about, you know, this is from Tuesday, basically. It's 2 weeks from the fair officially starting. So with you and the fair board and just kind of the people who help put the fair on, is there a little bit of a different maybe feel in the air in terms of like, hey, this thing is close to getting ready to kicking off and something that, you know, we work for and look forward to all year long?
We always look forward to fair. And again, going back to the fair board, we actually have a lot of fun on our work days because that's our time that we spend together and have fun. Because fair week's very busy, and everybody kind of has their own little niche in the fair that they take care of, and they do their own things. So often we don't spend a lot of time together in the fair because everybody has something to do. One thing I did forget to mention, we do have our beer garden also open on Friday and Saturday night out behind the grandstand. And from 8 to midnight, we have Far Out 283 with Levi Kraft. They'll be performing. And then on Saturday, Vital Signs will be there from 8 to midnight. And a couple years ago, we put up also a closed circuit camera in the beer garden. So if you're out back, you're not going to miss any of the events in front of the grandstand. So we're pleased with that setup also.
And then obviously, you know, the carnival rides back, the food and drinks and ice cream and stuff like that back. And of course, you know, maybe the biggest part of the county fair, you know, year in and year out is the livestock judging and the livestock showing with the, you know, youth. And then the great Mercer County Youth Livestock Auction on Friday each year at the fair. So that's something that I think, at least for me, you know, I didn't grow up really as like a livestock show or a judge or an agriculture kid. But I think that's always so enjoyable to kind of get to see the kids compete at that level.
Right. And it's not just for the 4-H, the FFA kids. They work hard all year long preparing both their livestock and their projects. And you can see their projects also inside the new exposition building. They work very hard. It's a way for them to showcase. But at the same time, it's another way to educate people on agriculture and how important it is, and see what these kids do and what a value both 4-H and FFA is to them for their life, many of the life skills they get through those.
Well, and for you, you know, talking with you before we started, 26th year now on the Mercer County Fair Board, and that is a long time. I mean, more than a quarter of a century serving the fair. So obviously for Rita Williams, I would say the Mercer County Fair is a very important aspect, you know, of your life and of the community and everything. So for you, I mean, serving on a board like this for 26 years, why do it year in and year out for you?
A lot of people ask me that question. Why do you do that? And again, it goes back to the love of the fair, the love of the community, something that we can provide for them. And again, it's my 26th year, but we have several also on the board that are have more years in. I don't want to say they're older than me. They're not older than me, but they actually have more years on the board. And it's also something where we're trying to get new and younger people also involved in the board, because again, some of us have been on there for a long time and we want to continue with the fair. I think we have a pretty fine-tuned machine going, and we'd like to, you know, pass on some of our knowledge and our skills. And of course, you know, it's always an opportunity for change when new people come in. And because of that, besides our board of directors, which we have 15 of, we also started several years ago. We have 7 associate directors. And then a couple of years ago, we started a new program, and it's our junior associates. And that's for anybody that's between 16 and 21. So again, we're trying to get more people involved and to learn the workings of the fair, because it really is. It's a working machine. It's not just being there maybe the week before fair, getting ready, the week of fair and the week after cleanup. Again, it's a full year-round commitment.
And just last thing I have for you, I hear people talk a lot about county fairs, you know, how important they are, especially for smaller rural counties, you know, economically, but also I think just socially too. It's such a nice thing that people, I think, can look forward to each summer. So for you, being around, you know, the county fair circuit for so long, what is it about, you know, county fairs and maybe the Mercer County Fair that is special, you think?
It's amazing when you listen to people go through and they start reminiscing. I remember when my parents went. I remember stories of my grandparents, my great-grandparents. And we go back to 1853. So there are a lot of memories about the Mercer County Fair and the history of the Mercer County Fair. And we're all the time welcoming any stories that you have. Several years ago, when John Malone passed away, his wife Peggy contacted us and asked if we would be interested in a lot of the memorabilia and information he had collected. And he was a great collector and a lover of the fair also. And so we also welcome any history you have to share, whether it's memorabilia that is just hidden away or if it's just stories you like to tell us. So again, it's the history, and not just of Mercer County Fair, but it's been a big part of Mercer County in general.
The 2025 Mercer County Fair, July 8th through the 12th at the Mercer County Fairgrounds in Aledo, speaking with Mercer County Fair Board President Rita Williams. Rita, appreciate the time, and look forward to seeing you out and about at the fairgrounds in a couple of weeks. Should be a fun week.
It's going to be a great week, as it always is. Regardless of the weather, it goes on, and we always have a great time. Thank you, Ty.